Good morning. We hope you have a wonderful Yontif this coming Yontif, but we can't let it pass without studying Mishnayos. And so we continue with our study of Masechta Challah, as we do every single day, L'ilui Nishmas Arav Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. And today, we are in Masechta Challah, we are in the fourth parak, Mishnayos, Tesen Yud. And the Mishnah begins as follows, V'ilu Nitanin L'chol Kohen. The following things are given to any Kohen. The following Matnos Kuna can be given to any Kohen, even one who's not so careful to eat his stuff Betara. But you can't give him Truma or Challah from Eretz Yisrael because those things can present a problem. So what do those include? Ha-charamim, where they include charamim, things that are given aside as charam. Ha-bachoros, if it's a balmum, then it gets eaten by the Kohen. U-pidyon ha-ben, the pidyon ha-ben money. U-pidyon petach hamor, the changeover from the petach hamor. Zerol ha-chayim va-keva. Right, the gifts that come from the regular animals that are given to the Kohen. Reishis Agiz, the first shearings, can go to any Kohen. Shemen Sreifa, Tamei oil, goes to the Kohen. Kachim Mizbeach, also things that are from the Mizbeach, which we the Chazal did not ask to give to the Kohen. There's just a question of Tumah Begvulin. Right, but kachem mizbeach, kachem mikdash and bechorim, those are brought to the azara. Inside the azara, everybody's careful. So even if you're not so careful in your own home, but when you get to the Beis HaMikdash, everybody wants to keep things properly. Right, bikurim, and the same thing is true for bikurim as well. Now, Rabbi Yehuda also bikurim. Rabbi Yehuda was concerned by giving him the bikurim because maybe people are not going to be careful because you don't do any avoda with it. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda here. We can give him. We can give any kohen the bikurim. Karshine truma, vetch of truma. In this situation, Rabbi Akiva mater b'chachamim osim. Rabbi Akiva says it's mutter, and the chachamim say it's not mutter under those circumstances. Why? Because the chachamim say vetch is considered food, because when people are starving, they're eating that food, and so they said that people may come to eat it in a not proper fashion, and that could be a problem. Nita ish tekoa hi bichalos mi beitar. Right? Nita of tekoa used to bring chala from beitar, which is a place in Chutz La'aretz, and what happened? Lo kiblu meimenu, Chazal didn't take it, right? Because there was tumas eretz ha'amim. They couldn't burn it because this tuma wasn't known. And people are going to say, oh, it's a clear problem that they're burning it. Anche Alexandria, hebiu chalos heim Alexandria, the people from Alexandria, used to bring chala from Alexandria. Here, lo kiblu meimenu, the chachamim did not accept them. Anche Har Tzivonim hebi ubikurim kodem atzeres. The people from Har Tzivonim used to bring their bikurim before Shavuos, and here again, lo kibul mehem. The Chachamim didn't accept it from them. Eishu kasa b'Torah v'chagal katzir bikurei maasecha sher tizrav asadeh. That the shtei alachim are called bikurim, and they allow the chadash into the mikdash. And until that point, they did not want to accept it. We'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem will continue. Everyone have a great day and a wonderful Yontif.